Weiter in Shasvir and Meseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Beis, bringing up on Nun Alpha and Beis by the bottom of the page, three lines up from the bottom. Now, the last section of the Mishnah said that an Avodah Zarah, next Avodah Zarah, is going to be usher immediately. Unlike a Jew, that has to be worshipped first. And we said that was Rabbi Akiva's view as opposed to Rabbi Yishmael. Now we're going to break down, we're going to go back and break down the Braisa. It started by saying that the Pasuk of Abei Ta'abdunes Kol HaMakamos Asher Avdu Sham HaGoyim is talking about Kalim that were used for Avodah Zarah. Now the Gemara comes and asks, Amar Mar, Bekelim, Shemshan Shem Lavodas Kochad, Makasim Adaber, but Ha Makomos Ksiv. The Pusik says, if the Abit Abun is called Makomos, all the places, so why would the Braisa say that it means Kalim? Well, said the Gemara, well, it can't be talking about actual locations, because Meno Inyan La Makomos, the Lomitzer, we can't be talking about Makomos, actual places, because that wouldn't be Usir, because a place can't become Usir. Why? The Siv, the Pusik says, Eloheim al Heharim velo Heharim Eloheim. That means the gods on the mountains, but not the mountains of the gods. It means not the mountains themselves are not going to be considered like a god. Therefore, peep turn the page and base of Taneu Inyan Lakalim. If it can't be talking about actual places, then say it's talking about Kalim. All right. Next part of the Mishnah. Mikan Amru Avodas Kochavim Shall Ovid Kochavim Meinu Asur El Achete Ovid Shall Yisrael Miyadin. From here we learn that the Avodah Zarah of a guy is going to be not Asur until it's served, but Yisrael is going to be Asur immediately, right? So that was Rabbi Yishmael's Shita. It says the Gemara, hold on a second, Vahab Kalim Ukimnila. But we establish this Pasuk talking about Kalim, not the Avodah Zarah itself. Says the Gemara, the continuation of the same Pasuk says Asher Os Amarkra, Asher Atem Yorshim Osam Es Elohehem. So we make a hekish and we say the following, Makish Elohehem Lekalim. Ma Kalim Acheya Avdu, Afelim Name Acheya Avdu. The continuation goes when we say their gods, the Kalim, we make a hekish, just like the Kalim aren't usher until they're served, so to the idol itself. That is Rabbi Yishmael. For Rabbi Akiva, the Lomakish Amalach, what's Rabbi Akiva, he doesn't make the Hekish, what's he going to say? He says, S, Hifsek Inyan, the word S comes and says, Asher Atem Yishmael Osam S Eloheim, it splits between the two, therefore there is no Hekish over there. Now, important to note is we're going to see soon, both Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva are maskim, that Kalim aren't usher until worshipped. The Machlokas is about the Avodah Zarah itself. The Rabbi Yishmael says the Gemara, Ashkechan Avos Kochabim Shal V'Kochabim Dein Asura Achet Avid, that we know that they, Rabbi Yishmael said, Yisrael Asura Minale Im. So far, we see Rabbi Yishmael's source that a guy's Avodah Zarah isn't usher until it's served. Where do we see that the Jews' idol is going to be usher immediately? That's what the Gemara wants to know right now. This is usher minale, miyad minale. Says the Gemara, Svara. All right, so we're gonna have one answer. It's going to be rejected. A second answer is going to be rejected. And then we're going to come up with a third answer. And that's going to be our answers over here. So we say, number one is we say it's a Svara. What's a Svara? Midovri Kachav Matcha David, since the guys is not going to be immediate, then it must be what? The Yisrael Asur Miyad, that one is Asur immediately. In fact, the Gemara, Amad Yisrael Klal Klal Lo, why don't we just say that the Jews won't be Asur at all? Because yes, that Pasuk, the context of that Pasuk, Abei Tavdun Es Kol HaMakamos, is talking about a guy. And therefore, you want to make a Mashmos to say that the Yids is going to be Asur immediately. Maybe the Jews isn't usher at all. Says Gemara, what do you mean? Hashta geniza bay. We know that it needs to be gunas, hidden away. So of course it's going to be usher. It's a lo mitzvah. You want to say it's not going to be usher? It doesn't make any sense. So says Gemara, but ve'im akidah over gechavim. Why don't we say it's the same din as over gechavim? Even though the context of the pasuk is talking about gechavim is going to be only once you serve it, usher. Say yid is also going to be once you serve it. We're just not talking about yidin. Therefore, says the Gemara, taka maybe. So this can't be the source that Jews. That the Jews' idol is going to be asked immediately, therefore we need another source. Says the Gemara, Amakra. Where do we see that the Yid's idol is going to be asked immediately? Amakra, Ves Chataschem Asher Asisem Asa Egel. The Pasuk says, Ves Chataschem, the sin that you made with the Egel Azav. And what does it mean that you made? Mishasasiya kam lebechet. So when the time you actually made it, then it's going to be usher. which seems to imply even before there was any sort of serving it. Says Gemara, who says that? So that's the Raya. Says who says maybe there's a sin here, but it's actually not usher until it's worshipped. Ema hani mili lemekam gavre b'chit. You're over an isser, but it's surah mitzvah, but it doesn't actually become usher. So Amar Kra, the Gemara says, okay, good point. So we need to come up with another answer. Amar Kra, ara isha sheyasa pesel masecha. Cursed is the man who will make a graven or molten image. Right. So what do you say over here? Mishasa siya kamle bar. From the time you made it, you already come ba'ara. It says Gemara, ema hani mili lemekam gavre b'ara. Why don't we just say that means that the person is going to be over an isser of ara? He's going to be in the category of curse, but it's lo mitzvah. Maybe it's not aser. So the Gemara, but at the end of the pasuk says that pasuk ends with the lashon of to'avas Hashem k'siv, right? Which means that it's going to be aser behana, period, and that's the source, folks. That Jewish Jews idols is going to be aser immediately. What's he going to do with, what's he going to do with the word toeva? Davar, maybe the toeva. It's not that it actually is right now toeva, but it's something he's going to bring to in a toeva, therefore it's not something which is immediate. The Rabbi Akiva, okay, so now we dealt with Rabbi Shmuel, let's go to Rabbi Akiva, it's his turn. Rabbi Akiva, does Kochav Mishal V'Kochav Modasur Miyad Minale? Where does Rabbi Akiva know that the Vodazar of a Vodazarnik is going to be usher immediately? The Jews only once he serves it, right? It says, Amar Ula, Amar Kalapas, it says, Psile Elohim Tisafun Ba'esh, that the carved image of the gods you shall burn in the fire, right? So from the time it's made, it becomes a god, and it's going to be aser. Miship solo nas eloha. The yidach, what's Rabbi Shmuel going to do with that? Ahum ibayle lechet the Tani Rabbi Yosef. He needs, if that was Rabbi Yosef taught, that the Tani Rabbi Yosef. Minayin lo v'kachav mishapos eloho. Shenem rapsile eloheyem tisum beish. Where do we know that a guy can posel, he can nullify his avodah zarah? The pasuk says, you shall burn it in the fire. Now that's what Rabbi Shmuel is going to do with this. He can passel it. He's able to be posted. He can nullify. V'idach nafkali mi d'Shmuel. Where's Rabbi Kiva learn that the guy can nullify his idol? He learns that from Shmuel, because Shmuel is going to bring a steer, and he ends up showing that the guy can nullify his idol. The Shmuel rami ksif lo sachmud kesef azav aleh. And the pasuk says, you shall not covet the silver and gold on them. But then another pasuk says, take it for yourself. I don't understand. What's going on? You can't take it. You can't take it. Okay, so how does that work? Psalo le eloha lo sachmud. If you carved it into a god, le eloha, then don't covet it, don't take it. Psalo meloha, but if he's passels it from being not leloha, but meloha, then with lekach talach, then you can go ahead and you can take it because it's nullified. Ayoy v'Rabbi Akiva. Okay, we find this idea of where the guy's idol is going to be also immediately, but where do we see that a yid one only if they have served Yisrael? Where's he learning from? Amar Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Krav v'sam basaser. Who this says in the pasuk, and you shall place it in hiding. And what's that? That atzi yasalot tvarim shabaseser. That's it's only also when secret acts are done with it. And what does that mean? Namely, that means serving it. And Rashi says, what does that mean? Done, you're doing it in hiding, so the basin won't find out and then stone you. V'yidach, what does Rabbi Shmuel say about that? Ahomi b'alelech Rabbi Yitzchak. He says, we need a summer season for Rabbi Yitzchak, who says that where do we know that a yid's avodah zarah needs geniza? Namar Rabbi Yitzchak, minayin levodah zarah mishal Yisrael shetuna geniza shenemar v'samah seser. It means it's got to be placed in hiding. V'idach, and where does Rabbi Akiva learn that it needs geniza from? Nafkalimi de Rav Chista Merav, namar Rav Chista Merav, minayin levodah zarah mishal Yisrael shetuna geniza and it needs geniza shenemar l'sita lecha asherah kol eitz eitzel mizbeach. And he says that you should not plant yourself in Asherah, any tree near the Mizbeach of Hashem. Ma Mizbach Taon Geniza, the heck Asherah is just like the Mizbeach. If it's no longer usable for some reason, it needs some sort of hiding out. Geniza, Rashi says, Af Asherah Tuna Geniza, Asherah needs Geniza as well. V'idach, and Rabbi Shmuel, Hahu. What does he do with that source? Anyone who sets up a dayan, a judge, that's not fit, he's not qualified to be judge, it's like he planted an asherah. Place judges. Don't make an asherah. Umakam tami chacham of the tami chacham there kilonatei etzel mizbeach. It's like he did it by the mizbeach. Shenemar etzel mizbeach, right? It's like you're playing the shenemar mizbeach, like it says near the mizbeach of Hashem. Okay, we're done with that. Moving on. Ba'i Rav Amnuna, Risech Kli Alavodos Kachavim Mahu. If one binged down a hole in a metal kli, there's a hole in the metal kli, and he binged it down to fix the hole, but he's doing it with the intention for Avodah Zarah, what's going to be the din? Now, we got to clarify this question over here. Like, who's Avodah Zarah? Are we talking about over here? And that, the Gemara asks, Avodos Kachavim Deman. Ilim Avodos Kachavim Da'ovi Kachavim, if you want to say, if it's for a guy's Avodah Zarah, then bein le Rabbi Yishmael, bein le Rabbi Akiva, both Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva are maskim that mishamshei avodas kochavim heim. These kalim are considered helpers or servicing the avodah zarah, and they're not going to be aser until it's used to actually serve. Mishamshei avodas kochavim in aserin ad sheyavdu. Okay, ve'ela avodas kochavim di Yisrael. There must be a yid's avodah zarah here. Now, who are you going like? Aliba daman. Because now we know this is a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. Ilim aliba Akiva, you want to say we're in the words of Rabbi Akiva? Hashta he gufalo mitzad shetovim. We know that according to Rabbi Akiva, even the idol itself is an asur until it's actually worshipped. Misham shami bai. Do you even have to tell me that clearly misham shami bai won't be asur until it's used to serve? Right, so Misham Shemi Bai, the Ella, so rather it must be what we're talking about, Alibi Rabbi Shmuel. We're going in the world of, according to Rabbi Shmuel, says the idol is Asur immediately. Damar Asura Miyad, right, if it's Jews. And so what's the answer now with a fixed Kli belonging to a Jew? So Maya, what's going to be the din? Mishamshin, the question is, what do we learn from? Mishamshin and Mishamshin and Gamrinan? Do we learn out the Mishamish of a Jewish Kli from that of a Goy's Kli? And Ma, because it's a Shima Shimish thing, that's the comparison. Ma Hosam Ad Shea Avdu, Avacha Ad Shea Avdu, and say just like that, but the Goy, it needs to be served to become Aser Soti here as well, or maybe Odilma Minagamar. We learn how Mishamish of a Jewish Kli from the Jewish idol, and Ma he Asura, and just Miyad, and just like it's Aser immediately when it comes to idol. So to this, even though it wasn't served, up Mishamish Aser Miyad. Period. Right? Question mark. That's the Gemara. Hold on 1 second. Rejection over here, because you wanted to say we were talking about it here that, oh, it must be we're talking about it's a Jew's or a Zara, etc. It can't be we're talking about a Jew's Kli, because we could have simply asked about making a lechatchila. Why is the entire fixing shtick? My area to come by like Ritech Kli, to buy like Asa. If you hadn't made the Kli like this, what would be the din? Therefore, we reinterpret the entire question. Rav Amnuna Mishum Tumi Yeshana Kami Baili. Really, what he's asking about is something called Tumi Yeshana. That would be old Tumma. And here's a question. The Tanam, where's the Tanam Mishnah and Kielim? Klima Tachos. So we have a metal Kli. Pshutein umekableim tamim. Both of it's a flat. Pshutein Kli, it means a flat piece of metal. Or if it's mekableim, that's able to receive something. It's some sort of a Kli they can receive. They can become tame. Nishtabru tire. But if they get broken, then what happens is then they become Tahor. Chaz Vasim Kalim, if you go back and you remake them into a Kli again, Yachsul Tumi Yashana, it goes back to the old Tumma. Vach Kamim Bayil, and this is the question. Kihadra Tumma, when the Tumma comes back, Hanimi Lutumma Doraisa, we're just talking about only Doraisa Tikka Tumma, Avatumma Durabanan Law, but if it was a Durabanan Tikka Tumma, like a Vodazara, is Durabanan Tikka Tumma. Not Odelma Loshna, there's no difference between them, and then both of them come back. Viti Bayil, Shar Tumma is Durabanan. Back to Gemara, if that's really the question, then let's ask about Altum as well. Why are we only talking about Avodah Zarah, talking about other ones? So Gemara, really we are. We're talking about everything. It's a question within a question. Does Tumah Darabanan come back or not? And in Tum Salom Elohadra, if you want to say that now only Tumah Daraisa goes back, what about Tumah Davodos Kochavim? In a Chinami, Tumah Davodos Kochavim is Darabanan, but maybe we would say it should come back. Why? Tumah Davodos Kochavim, Misham Chumra Davodos Kochavim, because it's how Chumur Avodah Zarah is. Misham Chumra Davodos Kochavim, Mishar Yu Arabanan, Ketumah Daraisa. Right, Shavua, do we compare it like to Madaraisa alone? And does it come back or not? Then Gomorrah says, take it, we leave it as a question. Period. Next. Food offerings. Can you be mavato the tumma from it? If you have food that you go and you offer to Avodah Zarah, can you mavato the tumma from the food? Because we know it becomes tame because it's takruvus, tikrovus. Takrovis, right? So the question is, Tikrovis Hashem. Mi mahanya luhu bitta l'tayrinhu mituma or not. Oh, no. V'tibay lei kelim. Says, hold on. Why didn't he ask this about kelim? Like, why are you talking about food over here, right? We know that we can remove the iser hana, but what about the tuma? Can you get rid of the tuma? And for the gemara, no. Kelim will come by. We're not asking about kelim, because since kelim can go in a mikvah to be tahor, the tuma is going to be batal even without it. The fact that it can go in the mikvah become tahor, you can take a kelim, put it in the mikvah, so the tuma is batal even without it. And the question, though, is about food that doesn't have a mikvah. It can become tahor, right? So kelim lo come by. They came into istlahu tahor be mikvah tuma nami batal ki come by. What's the question? Ochen, about food. In fact, the Gemara, hold on 1 second. Why don't we ask about the food idol itself? In other words, if you take a loaf of bread and you bow down to it, it becomes answer by itself. Why don't we ask about that? Says Gemara, no, that's not a question. Right? There's no question about the actual Avodah Zarah itself. Beep, turn the page. Why? Came into Isura Batel, because since the Isser is Batel, right? It was Mavutel. Tumanami Batel, it's also Tami. Kikomi. By the way, what's the question? The food offerings that are made to the Avodah Zarah, my, what's going to be done by them? Given the Isur lo batel k'd Rav Gidl, do we say that since the Isur can't be canceled, like Rav Gidl taught, Toma Nami lo batel, therefore Toma also is not going to be batel? Then we say Isur d'Oraisa lo batel, Toma d'Rabanan batel. And this is the Gemara, maybe it's only d'Oraisa now, but Toma d'Rabanan would be, Teku, the Gemara leaves it as a question. Okay, next question. Boy, my name is Yosei. Rav Yossi ben Shaul Mirebi. This is an important background. There's someone named Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik passed away. He had a son. His son's name was Chanyo. Now Chanyo, he ended up going to Mitzrayim, and he set up in Mizbeach there, and he had the Kohanim bring Karbanos. Now, we know that when there's a Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, you're not able to use a Bama. Bama is its own personal thing. So that's the Issa for sure was done. There is a Machlokas, the Gemara Menachos brings down, Dav Kuftes, about whether or not Chanyo did the Sushim Shamayim, whatever that means, or he did it for Avodah Zarah. Now, either way, this stuff is going to be us here to do. Avodah Zarah for sure, and even if it's done Sushim Shamayim, so you know, doing Obama. So the question is, what happens if Bo Minei Rabbi Yosef and Shaul May Rabbi Kalim Shem Shimshu Ben Bishkonyu, the Kalim that were used in Bishkonyu? Mahu she yistam shuvahem be Beis Hamikdash. Can you use it in the Beis Hamikdash? Can you be mitired and we can bring it to the Beis Hamikdash? V'kami bayle aliv the man da'amar Beis Chonio lav Beis Avodah Zarah. This is going according to the man da'amar, the sheet that says that it wasn't enough for Avodah Zarah. It's the Lashim Shemayim. The time when it's in the Mishnah in Menachos of Kuftes, Kohanim Shishim Shu Beis Chonio, the Kohanim that served over there, lo yisham shu Beis Hamikdash be Yishlam. They're not able to serve in the Beis Hamikdash because they did something else, even if they do tshuva. V'in tzarich lo ma'alad of Achas. Certainly not if they did Avodah Zarah over there. Right? So now the question is about the Kalim. So, says Gamar, Kohanim who the Kansinu Rabbanu, was it only they were Knas on them? Should have been a Deinu, because they have Das. You know, they can make a decision whether to serve or not. Therefore, put a Knas on them. If a Kalim low, they don't have any Das, and therefore not, there's no problem. You can work there. There'd be something like this. We can clear it and we can bring it. Adum Alosha, there's no difference. Amar Le Asurin Hain, Rebbe says, they are Usser. Omirka Hayabedinu, Shachach. Nuho. There was a pasuk we had in order to answer where we got this from, but we actually forgot the pasuk. But the bottom line is that the kelim that are used in Beis Chanyo are going to be usher to be used in the Beis Hamikdash. You're not able to go and fix it. Hey, so is that really true? Because we know that what happened was there was someone named Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Chizkiyahu HaMelech came along, and what did he do? He came and he cleaned up all the Avodah Zarah that was going up from his father Achaz. He cleaned up all that issues over there. And he said that he purified the whole Beis HaMikdash and the Mizbeach and all the stuff over there. And then he says, Kol HaKelim Asher Hizniach HaMelech Achaz B'Malchuso. Achaz is his father, who's very involved with Avodah Zarah. He said that we dealt with all the vessels that Achaz caused to be abandoned during his reign. B'Ma'alo Heichanu V'Yigdashno. So what do? In his treacherous ways, we sanctified them. Now, my love, hechanu, da'at ha'belinu, what does it mean, hechanu? It means that we prepared. That means they were told for them in the mikvah. And hekadoshnu is da'at ha'tishinu. They came along and they consecrated them. And they brought it up to be used. That is, Rashi explains that they went ahead and they did it with the Shem and the Mishcha again. Right? So what do we see over here?
that the Rabbanan issue was not put on these kelim that were used for the wrong thing over here, right? They came along, obviously used for the wrong thing, and he came along and fixed it. So see, you clearly can do it. And Rebbe said, you're not able to fix, but here you see the kelim are able to be fixed. Amar Lei, Rebbe said back, he said that Baruch Atah L'Shamayim, blessed are you from the heavens. Why? Because I hear what you're saying, but you actually, it's not true. But you reminded me, Shechazar Tali Avidasi, you returned to me my lost object, right? I forgot the pasuk where we learned out that the stuff is going to be usher. You just reminded me what the pasuk is. Hechanu, when it says Hechanu, it means Sheginaztum. What it means, they prepared, they took measures. It means that they put this kelim and they put it in Geniza. V'yigdashnu, she'yigdashnu acherim tachteim. That means that we sanctified other ones in their place. Right? So it shows that those utensils were usher for use in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rabbanan thing actually was applied to that. It says the Gemara, alim and sayali, let's bring a raya to go and help Rebbe. Let's attempt to bring a raya and see how this goes. Mizrachis tzvonis, the northeastern chamber that was in the Beis HaMikdash, Ba Ganzu Bis Chashmonai is Avni Amzbeach Sheshiksu Anshe Yavan. Within it, the Chashmonaim, they concealed the stones of the Mizbeach that the Greeks defiled when they took over the Bais HaMikdash as Bayesheni. From Rav Sheshes, Sheshiksu Alavos Chachavim. That means they defiled them to Avodah Zarah. So the Chachamim asked using that the Mizbeach for the Bais HaMikdash, even though it's just sticks and it's just stones. Right, and obviously so too, we say the same thing about the actual kalim that were used for the wrong thing. Our Papa said it's a raya. So Papa's nah, that's not a raya. Because the Papa comes in, he says, Hasam Kra Ashkach Vidarish. There was the Chum found that there was a pasuk to say something, and they expounded on it. To siv, Uba Uba Peritza Mechilalua. Pasuk says, and lawless people came into it, into the Beis HaMikdash, and they profaned it. Right, so once they came in there, all of them lost their kedusha. And that moment, the kelim weren't any longer sanctified to, you know, the Beis HaMikdash, but they were hefker, and the Greeks were able to go and acquire them, and then they made them use them to avodah zarah. And so this type of thing is no shaychus on whether or not the chachamim. This is the daraisa issue over here, right? Whether chachamim did something or not. So now Amri. So then they said, what are we supposed to do? That Verinu, if we have these stones here, if we're going to break them, right, in order to go and get rid of the Isser that's so found over there, so then they can't do that because Avanim Shalema Samecha. Upon success, the Torah tells it has to be a complete stone. And then Asrinu, if you want to chisel it off and to smooth it, you know, the broken stuff, then Pasuk says, Lo san nifalei am barzel, Mar Rechmana. Pasuk says, you're not allowed to go and put an iron on them, so therefore they had to go ahead and put into Geniza. In fact, they were Vamai. Why couldn't the stones, why did they have to be concealed for no one to lose them? Let Barinhu, Veliska linulin of Shia, let people go ahead and just break it, and then we can go and take the stones and use them themselves. Milo Amar of Shia, didn't he say that Bikshu Lignos? Kol kesef azov shav olam mishum kaspa didava sheyushalayim. The Chachamim wanted to put in Geniza all the silver and gold in the world because of the silver and gold in Yerushalayim. They went to Aser all this stuff over here because it's a suffix. Maybe it came from the silver gold that was stolen from Yerushalayim and came from the Beis HaMikdash and therefore it was Kadosh. Vehavinan ba, and we asked about it, Yerushalayim, Haviruba d'Alma. What is Yerushalayim, the majority of the world? Elam Rabbi, right, so look, what are you doing over here? The silver and the gold, Yerushalayim is a majority of the silver and gold. They're going to bevatel everything. He's saying nothing's allowed to be used. Elam Rabbi, Abaye says, Bikshu lignos dinara hajrina turyana shaifa mipnei tifa Yerushalayim. They wanted to, you know, hide away the hadrian and trazin, this, one of them is, it was worn out. These coins with the faces of the generals, they're in Yerushalayim. Ad shematzu la mikra, mikra min ha-Torah shu mutar. I'm able to find a pasuk in the Torah saying it's mutar, right? Because they were worried about the, like, all these stones that were coming from the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. So bo ba priest of chilua, the priests and the lawless people who came into, and they were mechalal, they profaned everything that's going on over here.
And if the coins of the Beis Hamikdash were mutter, so why weren't the stones mutter? Says Gemara, Hasam lo shtamshu behu l'gavah.
There, the case of the coins, he didn't use the coins in l'gavah. It wasn't, even though it belonged to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they weren't used in serving Hashem. But Hacha kevin d'ishtamid behu l'gavah, here, since they used the stones of the Beis Hamikdash, for gavah, to serve Hashem, lav orech ara le ishtamush. It's not proper way of behavior to go that the regular person should go ahead and not come to use them. Therefore, you're not going to go and take them, but actually, it has to be hidden away.
Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.